Have you ever done anything on the set?
No.
That's a lie.
No, it's not.
That's a lie.
Why would I do anything on the set?
I've heard differently.
From who?
From you.
What you doing on the
He's
set?
He's lying. Worked.
You can keep it between me and you. What happened on the set?
I had sex on the set too.
I knew it! Fuck you.
What's up, boy?
I handcuffed a girl to the...
Whoa! That's way not above board.
This looks so dumb.
Can you be professional for 2 seconds? Can you actually be professional for 2 seconds?
Yeah, go ahead.
What's up, guys? Welcome to episode one. Don't put in a pouch.
Hold on.
You can't put in a Zen pouch live
not,
on air.
Not hold in on. The first like 5 seconds.
I gotta put. I gotta carb up. And then we can hold on. That way we'll cut. We'll cut around it.
Dude, Alyssa goes out of town for 1 week.
And we set up a whole new studio.
What's up, guys? Welcome to episode 173 of Dropouts. I need to interrupt this to tell you about our spooky season Patreon special. You get all the benefits of our normal Patreon, like our drunk episodes. Here's a clip.
I'm also part Jewish.
Shut up!
Smallest to biggest erect.
What was the biggest?
Eight inches.
I've taken like 14.
You think that's 8 inches?
Wait, no. You're gonna be pretty disappointed if I ever get pants at a local pool.
That's 8 inches?
That's 8 inches. Imagine taking that. You're feeling that shit in your guts.
This is our favorite friend that's been hogtied and kidnapped.
Oh, we're getting right into it? Jesus Christ. Hey, Zach, how about a little lube first before you just fucking ram that down our throat?
What's up, man?
When are you going to start your OnlyFans?
Yo, Brad, you're watching this. You got what you wanted.
That's her brother for our audio listeners.
You look like a psychopath. You're crying wearing medieval times. You have one shoe off. And you're drinking.
Do you remember when we drove through the clouds and we were inside?
Yeah, you told me that you fucking hated me.
Any last words, Danielle?
You get episodes early. You get extra footage of each podcast. You get a bunch of stuff, but this week we're doing...
Why do you sound confused about what you're saying?
I'm going to punch you in the mouth, and then I'm going to take your jaw and I'm going to rip it apart.
Okay, go ahead.
There's one King Kong movie where he does that to a Tyrannosaurus Rex. Reference it, watch it. What? Do you want prizes? Last month we gave away an Xbox.
AirPods.
We gave away something, man.
Alexa.
Stop slapping my mic.
What did we give away?
Gift cards. Alexas. A Switch.
Oh, and a Switch.
Anyway, we're about to do our spooky season special. So if you get into the Patreon today and you DM us that you want a gift for the giveaway, you could walk away with a prize that'll absolutely change your life. It could bring your family together.
Yeah.
Mary, imagine you have a divorced family and then your dad's been gone for a while and you say, yeah, but we got an Xbox, and then he'll come home.
That's
something to think about.
Sick.
All right, back to our show. Essentially this week, I was exceptionally tired and I brought up the idea if we did this in bed, huh? And look at us now. And the thing is, you're not sharing any blankets.
Don't touch me.
Guys, warm under here.
Don't touch me.
This feels like a sleepover.
Yeah.
They always say, don't work where you come. Okay, here we are.
Yeah, no.
My mom
listened earlier.
Dude,
Skyler earlier, he was like,
no, that's the fucking dog.
Handsome got in here and he slobbered all over the bed and there's white stains all over the sheets.
It's the dog. You think I'm coming all the way up there?
Dude, I don't know what you're doing.
I am agile.
For our audio listeners, we are in a bed. Three guys sitting in a bed.
Three guys, one bed.
And I'm sick of it already.
How are you? There's no way you made me set all of this up and you're sick of it.
I get sick of things fast, just like you and your relationships, the women that you just squander.
No, you know what? I actually realized something about that, like what I need to go to therapy for.
How you treat women? That should be the top of the list.
I sabotage all of my relationships and I need to get to the root of why I do that because I don't know.
You're gay.
I'm not gay. What?
Do you want to be with men?
No, that's not it at all. I think I feel like I don't deserve happiness.
I don't think I have enough. I'm halfway off the bed. And this is my bed.
You got love handles over here. Taking them, fuck off. 3/5 and he's not compromising the bed.
Scoot here, just Zach, a little to the left.
You can scoot a little bit over.
All right, now we're ready to get into the nitty gritty of it all.
Are you attracted to men?
No. Where is this coming from?
Yes. No. Wait, what was the question? I was talking, wait, what?
Am I attracted to men?
No, I was talking about for myself.
Oh.
What if we get Chris Olsen here?
Okay.
And to catch a predator?
Let's see what happens.
No. That's Chris Hansen.
Oh.
Dude, you obviously have no gay friends. You're from the South.
I have many gay friends.
Name four.
I don't want to. Some of them, I don't know if they wanted to be named.
Why?
Because some of them don't want to be named.
He's lying. I can name 28 gay friends right now.
Holy
there's
shit.
There's gunshots.
Did you guys hear that?
Yeah, there's gunshots going on outside. Three men in a bed. I don't want to die like this. The thing is, your thighs are so warm.
We aren't even touching.
That's how I know they're so warm. Because
Zach, look, you're angled, dude. Yeah, you're angled towards him.
Because we're sharing a blanket. Okay, I come like this.
Can I show you guys something?
You look like fools.
Hold your hand up. Clammy.
My hands aren't clammy.
I think
touch my hands.
I think it's been going this far. Oh.
My hands are not clammy.
I can see the sheen on them.
They have an earthly glow,
they're
obviously.
They're dripping.
I'm a demigod. Touch it. That's dry as hell. That's dry as any woman you've ever had in a bed.
Surprisingly soft.
Really?
Yeah.
I think we should.
You think my hands are soft?
Really? Wait, feel this hand. Feel this hand, Skylar.
You've been jerking off with that one. That one's much softer.
Yeah, that one's definitely a lot softer.
Of course, up top, but.
That's because I've been working on a lot recently.
Yeah.
Because every summer when I go to the beach and we go with, I say an assortment of men, there'll always be one that the ladies will go, whoa, wouldn't mind washing my clothes on his stomach. And they don't even look my way. Sure, I'm belly down on a boogie board. 60 feet in the ocean just catching absolute bombs.
There's nothing I can think of in my brain.
Less sexy?
Less sexy than me body surfing. Just catching a wave.
It's a tough go.
It's bad.
What are some situations for yourself that you know when women see you do it, they're just drying
stand up.
Standing up?
If I stand up too fast, if I smile.
Oh, that one's kind of sad. I think you have a great smile, Skylar.
Oh, thanks.
Here we go.
Shut up, Zach. I think we should do, because we are in bed, I think we should...
Bed confessions?
Bedtime stories. See who has the best one.
Do we just have to come up with it?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
You know what we look like real quick?
No,
we're going back to the bedtime stories. I just realized this. I'm staring at this blanket. You know what we look like? We look like the grandparents in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Damn. Okay.
Is that your story?
That's just what I was... All right, just
so who wants to...
Sorry, when you interrupt, guess what you don't get?
Laughs.
Respect.
Okay, that's fair.
Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Jared, since you're so eager, why don't you go first?
I'm not eager. Skylar,
I got a good one, I think. Tuck in like you're going to bed.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, I'm so tired. I can't wait for a bedtime story.
So back in the day...
Is he going to be here if I was going to bed?
No.
Okay, what? Good.
If you're the only reason you're in this room is for this
video.
Can
you like pretend to be the lamp or something?
I will say, me and Zach, I've been in LA for 6 days now. Zach has been in this bed probably 5 to 6 times.
What is wrong with
that? I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. I'm saying this is normal. This.
Me?
Not normal.
Yeah. Is this the first time he's been in bed with you?
Oh my God, yeah.
Because I feel so comfortable in your arms. But with him, imagine waking up and then you see just someone who will not close their mouth.
How the hell am I the outlier here?
How are you not? We're sharing a blanket.
All right.
So back in
I'm
the day.
I'm closing my eyes. I can't keep looking at
this
him.
This is good. Okay. Back in the day. What? No.
I don't want to do that story. No. I don't want to do that story.
It was a bad time story.
I don't want to do that story.
That's a bad time story.
I don't want to do that story.
I didn't. You didn't even know where it was going to go.
I'm done with bedtime stories. Have you had?
I haven't had sex in here yet. Is that what you're asking?
Oh, I know. I hope you haven't.
You haven't done anything in this bed, have you?
Where is this bed from?
I don't know. I hope a store.
You know he's had sex on the set.
What?
He's had sex on the set downstairs.
I have. Well, not on the new bench, because that's new. But
Why
would you do that?
What do you mean? It's fun. People have sex in their work all the
you
time.
You had sex on my bench, though.
And my bench.
That's so weird.
I had sex on your bench, my bench, the couch, the
your
desk.
Your naked butt was on my bench.
Not on your bench.
Can I ask a question? Was it here or was it at the other apartment?
It was at the other apartment.
What do you mean
why
not on your...
Why would you do it so... You have a bedroom there, didn't
my
you?
My gosh.
Yeah, but everybody else was gone and...
Everybody else? Me. I live there.
That's basically like, okay, everyone's gone. I'm going to go jack off on Zach's bed.
That is not at it's all the similar. Same thing.
That was my chair. Why'd you have to do it on that chair?
I did it on everything.
I think it was a power move.
It was, yeah, it was definitely power. What'd you guys, were just talking. You're like, you want to go bang on the place that brings in rent?
No, we were like.
So many people comment, Zach, stop bullying the little boy. This is, dude, the guy has these.
He's a savage.
No, it's complete. People have sex at work all the time. That's not a fetish. That's like a bucket list thing.
Don't touch me. You guys talked about it and then did it? Or?
Well, we were just like, I think we were in the dining room. We were eating and then, you know, things like we were kissing, whatever. Things got a little
heated.
Couldn't
have kept it to the dining. It's like at least 12 paces to the work set. You could have just bounced it to the living room.
Or your bedroom.
You were just that horny?
We were just thinking like, could be fun to have sex on the set.
Was it fun? Probably not.
No, it was a blast.
No.
Yeah.
That's probably why these cameras are out of focus.
I swear, if you liquidated...
No, I didn't. Oh. I didn't.
He liquidated all his assets?
I did not liquidate my assets on the set.
What was done on my bench? No, you tell me right now what was done on my bench.
In vivid detail.
It was like doggy. Like, oh. She was on the bench.
No.
And yeah.
Tell me this right now. Did you wipe it off after?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did.
No, you didn't.
No, honest to God. I took Clorox wipes and I wiped it down.
Did you put her
I
on,
wiped everything down.
Did you put her on top of the desk?
Yeah.
You have no respect for me or our work.
That's not true. I have all the respect. I'm the one that set all this up.
That's your job. And yeah. You know what is not your job? To coitus up my set.
Have you ever done anything on the set?
No.
That's a lie.
No, it's not.
That's a lie.
Why would I do anything on the
set? I've heard differently.
From who?
From you.
What you doing on the
He's
set?
He's lying. I worked.
You can keep it between me and you. What happened on the set?
I had sex on the set too.
I knew it. Fuck you.
What's up, boy?
Trying Jared, to paint me like the
no,
villain.
No, seriously, you shouldn't be able to do it though.
Yeah.
Why shouldn't I be able to do it?
I handcuffed a girl to the...
Whoa. That's way not above board.
Yeah. That is so far below board.
Who's our sponsors this week? Because we got to make sure we keep it G-rated.
I've been trying really hard. I've been cutting back on swearing.
Well, have you?
Yeah.
That's good. You just chiming that in?
I'm trying to
rally you up. So you just knock me out. I really think that you need
so
to...
So I throw like a haymaker?
Yeah, I think you need to get to a point where you've just had enough of me.
But you know I'm not a violent person. Like, I'm never...
You have let him bully you this. Yeah, like, he hit you with a cane 6 times earlier.
Yeah.
I was a different character then.
I'm like a borderline pacifist. Like, fighting is something that I think I'll only do if it's, like, actually life and death.
Okay, this is my assumption. I enjoy riffing and raffing verbally with the boys.
Yeah.
So, like, I'll throw a, yeah, right, loser at you. And I expect like a, okay, idiot. And instead it's like a, all right, loser. And then I get a, oh, that hurt my feelings. And it's like, oh.
And then everyone's against you.
Now everybody's against me.
Yeah.
No, I don't do that like intentionally. I think it's because
you're a lover.
Well, no, I think we just had like different upbringings with our friends. You know, like you guys.
Yeah, we had friends. You did it?
No.
No, I was trying to, is that what happened?
I had friends.
What
but
happened
we,
to them?
We weren't like the riffing and raffing type.
What'd
you
guys do? Oh, I like your hair today. Did you get
well,
a haircut?
Well, no, I guess like we would bust balls, but.
Whoa, my gosh, different friends. That's okay. Those are June friends. I love June friends.
But like, I don't know. And then, so I don't think I ever learned that skill to come back and say it, you know, throw an insult back.
You can't go tit for tat.
Yeah. Like, I think I've...
What was that move?
What?
No, but go back. What was that?
What?
What'd you do?
You did a supple one of these. What
I
was
did
that?
This.
And what does that insinuate?
I have to work out, so I'm, like, practicing.
Okay. What would you be lifting?
Tip for tat.
There we go.
That's the thing, man. I'm not... I get real nefarious on this podcast, but right when the cameras are off, God, I'm so gentle with you.
Very gentle.
You were beating me with a cane earlier.
Yeah, but not verbally. I can do physical. I do physical off camera.
But it's not gentle.
Off camera, who's the most verbally abusive?
Oh, Jared.
What?
That's what I think.
Yeah.
That's what I think. You've made just, I mean, rude comment after rude comment ever since.
What did he say?
What did I say?
Okay, this is what happened.
This is honestly why we came upstairs, because I got a little self-conscious, because we went to start filming and there was a girl that had been on the show.
In the second half of this podcast, yeah, we're going to have a lovely young woman on.
Entrepreneur
who Jared finds attractive.
What?
You too? We all do. Yeah, we all think she's cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a beautiful put it out young there woman.
So she was on, and then Skylar sat down when
in her spot. And Jared just walked up to the camera
and changed lenses to a wide angle
and laughed.
I did not say
extremely obese.
I did not say that.
You're gonna die.
You said he was the personification of a plum.
And he's been calling me type 2 all week.
And I didn't know what it meant.
No, I didn't know what it meant. And then I had to ask Zachary. I thought it was a joke.
I thought it was a Pokemon thing.
I didn't know what it was. He was like calling me type 2. I was like, type 1. I thought it was like a thing 1, thing 2 type thing.
Yeah.
And so I talked to, it was you or Alyssa. I was like, what? I was like, that was funny. Where did he come up with that? And she was like, oh, it's a diabetes joke. I said, chill out. I don't even like sweets.
I wish I was that funny.
Did he was calling you behind your back?
No.
I don't know why you would say this.
Was it, I don't know what I said.
Was it fatso?
No.
Just so, like, bottom of the barrel.
What was it?
Lord Lardquad.
Oh, no.
Yep. He said that out loud.
No.
Like I said, I wish I was that funny.
No, this is how he gets away with it. He goes,
I didn't say any of that.
I'm sweet. I'm all this. I'm all that.
I could never. I'm not that smart. I'm not that cunning. You are all those things. And you're also the devil. And you're also balding.
Okay, that's too fucking far.
Sometimes you have to fight back. Let's all do a bald check. Flasher. Is it me? It could very well be me.
Doesn't your mom say that you're balding?
No, but all my friends do. I try to tell them it's a cowlick. First, the way my hair.
That's what you tell yourself.
You gotta start taking preventive measures.
I prevent all the time. Every time I go to the hairdresser, I'm like, "How's it looking?" And they always say it's good, and that, you know, that can be taken as it actually is good, or they're saying, you know, it's bad.
They're just lying to you.
Yeah.
Do you think it's healthy?
I don't think it's healthy that your fat leg is on my thigh. Is what I don't.
Did we not just talk about fat shaming?
I know, but I've been at the end of a big barrel this week. Let's move.
And it
this
wasn't towards me.
Hefty, hefty boy.
I have an ACL issue, and sometimes bending it makes it feel slightly better.
Oh, okay. Well, I apologize.
I've gotten flack in the past with romantic partners about this little sentiment. Nah, it's not really a sentiment, but this little rule hoping to have. One day when I'm married, I personally wouldn't mind having separate bedrooms.
No, I don't agree with it.
Yeah, that seems unhealthy.
What? No, it seems perfectly healthy.
Why?
I get really hot when I sleep, and I'm...
So just get a big bed.
I have giant sleep issues.
Well, part of it, do you think it's because you play, like, creepy music and lope around the room?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Zach, growing up, I would stay at Zach's house, and he would play a song called Tiptoe.
You're an asshole.
And he would scuttle around, and he would, like, duck to one side of the bed. It'd be pitch black. He'd come up on the other.
You mean I would jovially goof? I would goof around.
That's not a goof when you're scaring the shit out of somebody.
That is a goof. As a kid, that's the best time to goof. When you're an adult, imagine if I did that now.
Pop up and he'd hit me with a...
I did not touch him below the belt.
Yeah, all the time.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, because I was scared to go down there.
I believe Skylar.
I've heard stories of what's
down there. I believe
the
victim.
I was in the middle of... We were having a debate. This is what I'm saying. I have a very hard time sleeping.
Yep.
So if she even moves a little bit, like anything goes wrong in the bed, like I'm up and I can't get good sleep,
mm-hmm,
I become resentful.
Yeah.
I go to the store. I buy a 10-pack of wife beaters. I come home.
And?
We OJ Simpson?
My gosh, no.
Dude, you took it to fucking 11.
Yeah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So if you get a big bed,
yeah,
okay, and you guys sleep, like, what if you sleep with, like, pillows down the middle to kind of, like, separate you guys?
That's a problem.
Why is that a problem?
Because you're creating...
You think sleeping in separate rooms is better than just making a little pillow for
100%.
So it would just, you would just get in the bed with the with your significant other if it was time for sex?
Not time. We could schedule it out.
That's what I'm saying. It becomes very transactional.
I love that.
No, it's not. That's not a relationship. You got to build. You got to nurture something. You have to grow it. And the bed. The bed is a sacred part.
To have a little bit of your own identity.
No, but a bed's a good thing. You come in. You read. She reads. You talk. You. I mean, you know. You make love. You do whatever it takes. But it's just a nice. It's a nice cocoon.
Yeah, there's a level of intimacy that is nurtured when you share the same bed as somebody. Because, like, what are you going to do? You're going to go in there at night, or she's going to go into your room at night. You guys are going to talk for an hour or two before you go to bed, and then one of you is going to leave?
Can I suggest an alternative?
Okay.
I've got the bed on almost a pulley system, but it's mechanical. So we're, I'd say, two king beds because we're doing well. On each side, starts off, we're together. We're making love. Pop, pop, pop. I'm really performing. She's screaming. The kids are like, "Mommy, are you okay?" I said, "You better believe it. She's never been better." And then once they'll have a scanner, obviously, that'll know when I finish. And she finishes three times because I'm a giver. And then the beds will
never happen.
The bed, what?
I was talking about something else. Go ahead.
Okay. The beds will separate mechanically. And then we're still in the same room, but then we're able to, like, get better
sleep. Do you have it queued up for, like, as your last
hurrah?
Yeah, as you, like, as
hurrah.
You finish,
yes,
you're separating.
Yeah,
that's pretty.
And advanced, then, and then when it separates, she's on her period.
Oh my god!
Only when she's on her period, we'll have another scanner.
how many, like, biomechanical scanners are going
how
in?
How many
here?
Questions are you going to ask about my love life?
How are you going to MacGyver this?
When the beds separate, then there's a hologram of Moses. But only when she's on her period.
Oh, parting the Red Sea.
Parting the Red Sea.
That's nice.
Now that I can get behind.
He didn't get it immediately because he didn't read the Bible growing up.
That is true. My mom, there was one time we went to church with my grandma. And my grandma's very Catholic. And we were doing the Lord's Prayer in church. And I didn't know it. And my mom went home and cried because she thought she failed raising me as a child because I didn't know the Lord's Prayer. And then she got me, like, a little note card. And I had to read it every night. Every night before dinner, before we ate, until
you could know how to read. So everybody's just more mad.
I know every book of the Bible.
You what?
I know every book of the Bible.
You know every book?
Start to finish.
How many books are there?
52.
One for every week?
One for every card in the deck.
I actually don't know if that's right. 52 might not be right.
My granny used to get mad because I'd go to her church, and it was one of the old-timey ones where they do communion, and everybody drinks out of the same cup.
Yeah.
And I was about 40th person in line. And I just thought, maybe I don't want to put my lips to this. So I did, like, the little X over the chest.
You did what?
Like, you put the X in front of your chest if...
you don't want it?
You don't want... I think it also means maybe you're not baptized. Don't quote me on that. But it just means I didn't want to drink it.
Yeah.
And, yeah, she got very upset with me. And I said, well, people were coughing right before me. And then sipped out of it. She goes, I've been going there for 88 years and... I never gotten sick. I was like, yeah, but I don't believe that data.
At her church, did they speak in tongues?
No. Have you been to a church that speaks in tongues?
I have.
You What's have? Like?
Shocking. I don't know. It took me by surprise, and I had no idea what was going on.
Scary.
It's really scary. I thought someone was, like, having a stroke or something. But
What does it sound like?
It gibberish. They start screaming, basically, and then they'll fall out, or the pastor will come over and touch them, and they'll fall out. It confused me.
Like, not to like bash on it.
Oh my god!
Here we go.
Here we go.
But
trying to have an open discussion about religion. Of course, someone's going to come in with
no.
Throwing stones.
No, this is just my opinion. It seems like a possession, you know, and it seems kind of devilish to me. No. That's just what it seems. And maybe it's because I'm like, all I know about possessions and, you know, tongues, like, and speaking in tongues in church is from movies and stuff. And so it just kind of seems like everybody's possessed. It seems a little...
To get off the religious topic.
Well, speaking about possession, we did watch Talk to Me the other night.
I had one more church story.
That was okay.
When I went to my ex-girlfriend's church back in South Georgia, and I was sitting there, and they started bringing up ISIS. This was a big time for ISIS back then.
Oh.
And they said, don't be scared of ISIS. They said to all of us, don't be scared of ISIS. What you need to do is get on a plane with your Bible, go up to ISIS, and say you need to learn this.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did.
That's a death wish.
No, and immediately, yeah. I mean, and the people are clapping. I'm like, you guys are all going to get shot.
I think, I may be wrong. I could be mixing stories here. But there's an island, it's like North Sentinel Island, and it's an uncontacted tribe. And I believe it was a missionary that went there, and he got bow and arrowed, and I believe he was cannibalized.
Wow.
So hot, man.
Just.
Would you put a furnace in here?
You want me to turn the fan up some?
Yeah, turn the fan
up. Will it fuck up the audio?
No, nothing can mess up audio.
Just press 3. You press 6. I saw you press 6.
The airflow is so much better.
No,
is
that too loud?
That's no, what's been
it's
going to be whole podcast. It's
going to be
airflow.
Loud. It's going to be
5's good.
What is wrong with people hearing a fan? It's going to make it feel like they're at home.
It's a podcast.
It's from a bed.
Yeah, but we're trying to get good audio.
For this what?
That's your remote.
You think anybody's listening to this anymore?
You're an idiot. You got so many fucking nose hairs.
What? I was looking at your nose hairs earlier thinking the same thing.
What? Are they bad?
But I didn't say it out loud. Yeah, you got a lot. I get some blackheads too.
I get so nervous with the fucking thing.
Why?
It scares me.
You got a giant pimple right there.
Where?
What are we doing now?
Oh, I meant to tell you, we were at a party earlier and you had the biggest bat in your cave. And I was like, I was trying to gesture. And the craziest part was, the person talking to you, they like instinctually just went like this. They went,
oh.
Oh, that's the worst.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And then I knew I couldn't say it then because I knew they clocked it.
Fuck.
Yeah.
I don't know why I always get.
That's your friend. Dude, just lean in next time and be like, hey, man, you got
to. No, he was in the middle. Like, there's no way to do it without.
You got a boogie.
What'd you say?
You booked up.
I don't know. I always get them. I don't know why. It's fucking embarrassing.
He wants to call you little snotty boy?
No, I don't want you to call me that.
My little snot boy.
It doesn't roll off the tongue.
Snotums.
Hey, little snotums.
It's a terrible name.
What does that? Why do certain people?
My sister just had a kid, and I call it Uggo for nice. Ugly.
No,
oh, wow, you're gonna instill a lot of self confidence.
She calls
in that
me Uncle
kid.
Uggs.
No, she can't speak.
Yeah, she's brand new.
My mom
new.
Calls me.
She's a month old.
Yeah, she's way smarter.
Well,
than
the weirdest know. Thing is, we walked in. I don't know if I told you this, but we walked in, and the baby was there.
My niece.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
Month old, and I just hear like right behind me. I just hear a small whisper, and it's Jared. He goes, imprint. And I go, what?
Jared.
What? Like fucking Twilight?
You said dibs.
You can't call dibs.
Yeah.
I called it at the hospital.
That baby's ugly as
hell. Whoa!
I'm kidding.
Jared?
I mean, we don't want you to be attracted to this baby, but to say that about someone's child is disgusting.
No, she's cute.
Yeah, she's cute, man. I thought she was cute. She was the cutest baby I've ever seen. I'm being serious. It's a cute baby because I know your parents are gonna watch this and get so mad. And they think I'm laughing, so they think it's not gonna be a cute baby.
It is a cute baby.
It's a cute baby. I think it's blonde. I think it's a cute baby.
Blonde.
No,
it does have, cloudy eyes. I keep saying it. She does have cloudy eyes. But I think that's something common with all newborns. I didn't know this until my sister had a baby. Babies only see in black and white for the
that
first little bit.
Blew my mind.
Who asked them?
I don't know.
No, they like examine the rods and cones in there.
Yeah, they pop some eyes invasive. Out of some fresh babes, and that's what they got.
I'm sick of that.
I think we should all sing a song.
I think we'll get demonetized.
No, why? No, it's a.
I don't think you get demonetized if you sing it.
No, you can.
What?
Yeah.
Not if it's really good and people are like, oh my God, they got to use an Emmy or a Grammy.
Here, listen, if we sing a song and it's so good, somebody signs us, you think it's better than one video getting taken down?
Yeah, one bad podcast.
one bad podcast for 18 Grammys.
And you know what song we have to do?
Yeah.
I'm the only one.
Clay Aiken.
Oh, what's that song?
Mary, Did You Know?
Oh, that's him?
Yeah.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know? No, I don't like when you elongate it. It's not number one.
Wow, trouble in the band already?
Hey, dude. Off mic. You're being an asshole. Being a real asshole. I'm trying to put my stamp on this song.
Yeah, I guess.
And you're fucking it up. Okay. From the top.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know?
I don't like it when you go so high.
Oh, high? You want me to, I'll be the low guy. Run it back.
I mean, it's not the, you're taking it.
My range, yeah.
Yeah.
I got runs in me.
From the top.
From the tip of the air. From the tip of the air. Hey, cue us in with your little finger action.
Okay.
Cue me in.
And a one, and a two, and a one, two.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day... I don't know the rest.
I think it's
guys, what happened there?
Would walk where angels trot.
I've got something else to say about the wise men. I learned this.
You said this.
What? I'm right about this.
Right, go ahead.
Is this our Christmas special?
Yeah, this is our Christmas special in the middle of October.
Listen to this. Yo, I don't care how many people... I don't care if you believe in the Bible or not. You've heard the story about the three wise men, right? We don't know if there's three of them.
I think
it only says three gifts in the Bible.
Look it up. Look it up right now.
But here's the thing. You think these wise men, they're wise, right?
I have another fact for you.
Don't
touch
my mic. but no, they're wise, right? Just follow me on this.
Yes.
And they're going to meet what is they to believe the new coming of God,
yes.
Correct?
Yes.
They would all have gifts, right?
No, necessarily.
No one's showing up to that empty-handed.
Yeah, that's a great point, actually.
What is one jackass going to be like?
Oh, not... You're making assumptions about the wise men.
What?
What if they brought just wisdom? Like, they like popped a little wisdom to Mary. Like,
that's a gift.
Wouldn't they have... Midnight or something.
Yeah, wouldn't they have written about that?
Well, no, they've only got so much room in the Bible.
Wait.
The Bible is huge.
It would be... What if the wise man came up and he was like, your baby only sees in black and white.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy... Oh, another thing about the Bible. I like how I said I don't like to get religious, but we're not like, you know...
No, we're
not speaking... We're not forcing a doctrine here.
No.
We're just speaking...
From past experience.
And nowhere in the Bible does it say that angels have wings. Kind of interesting, huh?
Actually, I think I've heard that one before.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think he's right on that.
What do you think about that?
Okay. I think that checks out.
I threw you for a loop, didn't it?
No. I think I was trying to think in my head back to Awana if there was anything to argue against it. But I don't think I will say that. We'll say that checks out. But yeah. The wise men, you're way off.
No, I'm right on the wise men.
I heard the wings came from like an artist rendition, and then it was just extremely popular.
Probably the same reason Jesus is white in most of the.
Yeah.
Well, that was probably part of, I mean, you know, we...
That was just to make Jared feel comfortable.
That was just to let us get into all these other places that we weren't supposed to be popping our head in.
Yeah.
Oh, but he's white.
Oh, we got to tell you about this guy. We're going to come right in.
Can we make him white?
We are going to take the land. That's on us, but you're going to get to know about this cool white guy. Hear me out. This fucking giggling ass motherfucker.
Exactly.
Hey, dude.
Huh.
We're trying to talk about...
I just got hit with deja vu. In the hardest fashion.
Well, we've had an orgy in here before.
I know. I feel this is crazy.
And Zach was singing Mary, Did You Know the whole time.
Mary, did you know?
Whoa.
That your baby. Well, again, you got it again?
I'm having it right now.
Oh, gosh.
You know what they say about deja vu?
Huh?
It's not real.
Sick, man. Thanks. I'm having an existential crisis over here.
I've heard a couple things about deja vu.
Like what?
I've heard that if you experience deja vu, it means you're exactly where you need to be.
Oh, speaking of exactly where we need to be, You want to talk about your tarot card reading from the other night?
No, mine was lame. You can talk about your tarot card reading. We got a tarot. We went to an Instagram party just because they had a party, and I thought it'd be interesting for him to see people in LA. I don't know. Go ahead.
We got there, and she did a tarot card reading, and it was three cards: your past, your present, your future. The past was like the Wheel of Fortune or something. And she was like, this means that she probably just had a really big move, like, really recently. I was like, I just moved. Like,
spot on.
Like, five days ago. And then the middle one, I'm not really sure. It was something about, like, releasing internal angst or something. Mm-hmm. Anxiety, which I do have a lot of anxiety.
Yeah, I don't get
tell
that.
Her that. So, joke's on her. And then...
you're the one, like, anxious as hell.
I told her, like, you're such an idiot with these cards. I don't have any anxiety. I was like, oh gosh, he read me like a book. And then the third one was like, if I can conquer that, it's the Knight of Wands, knight as in a man on a horse. Mm-hmm. And it means I can tap into a new skill set.
And you came out here to pursue a new career path.
Something.
That could be it.
I want to start a restaurant.
That is one of the worst businesses to get into.
Yeah, if you're bad at it.
What makes you think that you're going to be good at it?
God, don't
dude, holy
never,
shit.
Never Willy me again.
We gotta get holy you going, dude.
My fist will start swinging on both of you.
Zach threw a harder punch than Dylan Danis in that entire fight.
Don't make this political, Jared.
That's not political.
He fights for a cause, Jared.
That fight sucked.
Mostly to beat lawsuits, but he does fight for a cause.
Me?
Zach?
No.
Oh, Dylan Danis? Yeah. I don't think that's going to help his case. You can't just bash someone's fiance that hard on the internet and then put
up that... No, it wasn't a good look today.
...measly of a fight.
For the second part of this podcast, we're going to do something a little bit more... We're going to transition to a different place, a different person, a different outfits.
More professional.
And it's going to be... very abrupt and jarring. Like, you're gonna think to yourself, man, they could have made this smoother. Man, they could have really made this smoother. But that's not our style. Like, it's gonna cut into a conversation that you're almost gonna be like, what are they talking about? That's our style, baby. If you're showing this podcast to someone for the first time,
this is not the episode to do it.
They're gonna be asking, why'd you ever show me this? And that's our brand. We want people that don't understand good content. All right, we'll see you over there. Oh, sorry, I just woke up. But I woke up so happy because I'm wearing Manta sleep masks, Jared. Do you understand?
And they look fantastic.
Listen, I'm a man that doesn't get sleep very often because I have sleep issues. And I know my way around a sleep mask. This is the most comfortable and best one I have ever worn for a couple reasons. The first reason is they have these cups. If you ever sleep with a sleep mask, your eyelashes will hit the front, like when you just... you know, blink or open them, and it really irritates you. Well, with this, your eyelashes don't even touch the inside mesh. It is wonderful. Also, the best thing that you need a sleep mask for is it blacks out the room. You know, it's like a college kid on a Friday night just trying to have a little fun. Hopefully they're 21, right, Jared?
That's right, Zach.
This is what I'm saying. Science shows that if you black out your surroundings, you get better sleep. And if you get better sleep, you have better energy, better work throughout the day, better relationships, better mindset in general, better mental health. Everything in your life pretty much stems from getting good sleep. And if you could do something about it to really improve your sleep, why wouldn't you? Manta Sleep, baby. One of my favorite ones they have is the Cool System. So there's these little discs that keep you cool throughout the night because I'm a really, really hot sleeper. And that's my favorite.
My favorite is these Manta Sleep sound ones. They have Bluetooth headphones right in the side. So you can go to bed listening to whatever you want, whether it's white noise, nature sounds. I listen to music personally, and it's extremely comfortable, and you get that blackout guarantee.
So if you want the best sleep of your life, Jared, tell them what they can do.
So right now, you can click the link in our description and use code DROPOUTS for 10% off any non-bundled items from Manta Sleep.
Jared, tell them again.
One more time, you click the link in our description and use code DROPOUTS, and you can get 10% off any non-bundled items from Manta Sleep. Sleep soundly.
Sleep soundly. There aren't many things in life that you pay for and get money back. This is the best service on the entire planet. It is called Rocket Money. We're in a subscription universe now where
You sign up for so many things, you don't know what you're paying for. Rocket Money will itemize what you're paying for each month so you can look at it and be like, wait, I didn't know I was paying for this service anymore. I'm wasting 20, 30, 40, a million, trillion dollars every month, which is not good. Here's a statistic that's going to blow your mind. Jared, give it to him.
Rocket Money has over 3 million users and counting, and on average, Rocket Money customers save $720 a year. So across the 3 million people, that is $2,160,000,000 Rocket Money saves their customers.
I'm not great at math, but that sounds like a lot of cash.
That sounds like a metric lot of cash.
Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions. It monitors your spending, which I love because it's like, hey, you spent this much money less than you did last month. Good job. And that good job makes me spend less money because I like the affirmation. Anyway, and it helps you lower your bills all in a singular place.
So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions and manage your money the easy way by going to rocketmoney.com/dropouts.
That's rocketmoney.com/dropouts. rocketmoney.com/dropouts. Go get your money back, baby boys and girls.
Equality.
Quality sunglasses that don't break the bank and it won't break your shades. Good looking sunglasses don't break the bank. Shady Rays, you already know they're great. Shady Rays, you already know they're great. We're wearing them right now, so you know they're great. Shady Rays, huh? I personally like the aviator style, so I can look like a Top Gun character, huh? I feel like I'm flying through the air, like I'm cool, like I'm a Tom Cruise type. How do you feel about that?
They look great on you.
You look great on me. Yours look great on you, I mean.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
The best part about Shady Rays is their insane eyewear protection plan. If you lose or break a pair, even on day one, they told us that they will send you a brand new pair, no questions asked.
You're going to get a brand new pair of broke if they break and they're polarized?
100%.
Do you know how many companies don't participate in that wonderful thing for their customers?
So many.
Probably trillions. And this one does. So you're telling me they look good, a beautiful guarantee, and they don't break the bank? What more could you want?
Not much. And here's the thing. If you don't love your Shady Rays, you can exchange them for a new pair or even return them for free within 30 days.
How many days?
30 days.
Whoa.
There's no risk when you shop. Their team always has your back with their personal and fast support.
Sick. And guess what? Exclusively for our listeners, Shady Rays is giving out an amazing deal for this season. Go to ShadyRays.com and use code DROPOUTS for 50% off 2+ pairs of polarized sunglasses. Try for yourself. The shades rated 5 stars by over 250,000 people. Go to ShadyRays.com and use code DROPOUTS for 50% off 2 or more pairs of polarized sunglasses. And remember, if you feel good, look good, then you should wear sunglasses. Thank you, Shady Rays. Every week we talk about how Jared doesn't like women. He disrespects them.
What the fuck?
He thinks males should be on top. And then he'll go projecting again. No, no. Jared, can you let me finish?
Sure.
What, did you look at me like a woman? Because you always want to speak over one? My goodness.
God, I hate this dude.
I'm very happy I'm here to put you in your place.
That's what, why we brought, don't we brought join in Emma Pill with an S?
Pills.
We brought Emma Pills because you're a woman, right?
I'm a woman.
You're filled with estrogen and all of that.
All of that, babe.
So we're too here much. To talk about women in general and why men like Jared should... not put them down as much as he does.
I don't put them down.
What is your
this is an intervention.
Yeah.
What the hell?
What was your least favorite thing again about him?
I don't have any.
You said you hate when they bleed because they always talk about it. I thought that was really sexist.
That's not right.
Does that sound like something that would come out of my mouth?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What the fuck, guys? This is, hold on.
Not cool.
It's not cool. Back to being a woman. Mm. What's your favorite part, huh?
Oh, shit. Yeah. I'm getting what I want.
What? Okay. You use manipulation, I assume, for that?
Of course.
Okay, can say Jared.
Wait. Is that an innate skill that's in women, or is that something that you have to practice and learn?
Great question, man.
I don't know. I feel like some have it. Okay. I was definitely born with a little bit of it.
All right.
But it's definitely something all women should practice.
Is manipulation.
Yes.
Okay. So say...
So, I'm just really good at it.
So say Jared was here and it was just you two here. And what's something that you might want to manipulate someone for? Say it's maybe a free something or like a power of some sort, anything.
Like if I really wanted a free drink at a bar.
Okay, you want a free drink. You and Jared are at the bar. Can I be the bartender?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. And then show me how you'd get the free drink.
I just give the eyes. every time.
So it's okay.
Oh, so okay, okay. So you're pretentious just a little bit.
It's just the eyes. It's should just, I do the eyes?
Any sort of like...
Like who should I do
the
eyes to?
Is it like a
to?
Blue steel kind of look?
Do them to Jared. Okay. And then Jared, you're just at the bar.
So I'm at the
you're,
bar.
But also you're crying. Your girlfriend just broke up with you.
Oh, I don't know if I want that.
What the hell?
No, this is tactical. You've got to be... If you're good, you're going to be able to get in there and get that drink. All right, okay. Jared. And your mom just died.
Oh, fuck.
Okay, you're really going through it. Ah, buddy.
I have mommy issues too. No, I'm joking. Oh, my God.
Whoa.
Oh, buddy, I'm so sorry that your mom just got ran over by a car and your girlfriend broke up with you because the mom was the only thing she liked in the relationship. Oh, wow. Look at this girl that just came up to the bar. I'll let you guys speak. Walk off.
Oh. I'd probably walk up to you.
Nice.
Put my hand over your hair.
Hot.
Whoa. Forward.
That would it be that slow?
Yeah, would it be that slow?
That was kind of creepily.
It would be slow.
Don't do it in slow
and
motion.
I would probably look you in the eyes and say, are you okay?
Okay, and he's crying. And
the eyes were good there. The
yeah.
Eyes.
Yeah, well, I hardly did the eyes. And I can do the eyes again if you want.
I think it was the combination of are you okay?
You okay?
No, there's a lot going wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, my mom just got hit by a car. And then...
And she's laughing about it.
Yeah, why are you laughing about it?
I'm here for you.
In what way?
In ways.
I don't want you to sleep with me. I just lost my mom.
I'm here for you.
Yeah, you said that, okay? And I don't need that in my life. I need my mom.
What? I'm your mommy.
What was that? I don't want to buy you a drink. I want to buy you a restraining order.
That was fucked
That's
up.
Fine That's fine, too. You know, if he blocks you on Instagram, it means he likes you guys. Don't Isn't be it? So DeLulu. Yeah.
Is that not DeLulu, though? No.
Okay, Jared, I think I want to go into this hot and heavy because this is my favorite part of anytime we do a podcast. I want to play Red Flags.
All right.
Skylar, you're going to play with us. I mean,
God. Handsome.
Hold on, everybody. Dog's going in the cage.
Handsome. I love you to death.
You have a really well-trained dog.
Yeah.
Why?
No, that was a genuine compliment.
Hey, how about you get closer to the mic, ma'am? If you're going to diss me about my dog, get closer to the mic. And what do you have to say about my hound?
No, I'm saying he's very well-trained. I've never met a dog that bites so fervently.
You know
he's
what?
A really good parent.
Is that a word?
He was bred to take down bulls in a past life.
Yeah, 500 years ago.
500 years ago, yeah. And he still has it in him because he cares about his family lineage and ancestry. I don't know if you've ever seen Mulan, but it's very similar. So we're going to play Red Flags. And this is a game where we're going to assume we're single just for 5 minutes.
Okay.
And we're trying to find the perfect partner for each other.
Mm.
So say Jared is going first. Jared actually will go first.
Oh, okay.
We are going to try to find the perfect girl for Jared. We're going to pick up one of these sets of cards. So pick up one. You can look.
Now you can look.
You can flip them over. So the white cards are good things about the girl, and the red card is a bad thing. But this is all your girl. So you're going to read off the white cards first. So like say it's Jared, your girl, she smells really good, and she's a great kisser. Unfortunately, she's ugly. Whatever it is.
Okay.
And then Skylar's going to go, and then you're going to go, and then he's going to pick which girl out of us three he likes the best.
And you're trying to sell Jared.
And you're trying to sell Jared on your woman.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're then, trying to sell me a woman.
Yeah, exactly what Jared would want.
At a discounted price.
Uh-huh, preferably.
Do okay. I read all of them at once?
Yes, but you okay. start with white, so you're going to go first.
Okay. Loves video games.
Okay.
Knows all the words to your favorite children's TV theme songs.
I don't give a rat's ass yeah, about right? that.
No, it doesn't matter.
Amateur cannibal.
This girl so sucks.
Okay.
They're not a pro.
I don't know.
They're not. Yeah, she's not a pro.
Okay.
Yeah. And she's full of useless information.
Okay, listen to this girl, though. Their morning breath smells like fresh-baked cookies.
Mm.
Could you imagine waking up to that? Best thing in the world.
This is a white card. It can be taken as a red flag. Porn star.
Okay.
So right. she is experience. How we'll put it. She is receiving other items.
Yeah.
But besides that, she's a good girl. Unfortunately,
might be tough to take home to mom, but
you mean moms?
Moms, correct.
He has two moms. I do have if two you know moms. This. They're lesbian lovers. Okay. Unfortunately, won't stop juggling.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I was going to say that's kind of hot.
That's hilarious.
But I understand it is for like 3 minutes. It's like, oh, look at you juggle. Imagine 5 years into a relationship and she's still juggling. You just got to be like, just stop.
Probably a lot of sweat too.
Oh, yeah. And from the porn, sweaty. Oh, that's her shtick.
She's juggling while she's doing porn.
While she's juggling those. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Okay, I'm going to win this one. Okay.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, we've got a good gal over here.
All right, here we go. Right,
she owns a time machine.
Fuck yeah.
She can go back and kill
That is fucking cool.
That's the winner right there already.
Exactly.
That's the white card. You shouldn't be deliberating.
Well, she's a
so
lumberjack.
Much.
She likes to. She likes to. Oh. She likes fires. So she cuts a lot of wood.
Okay, that's fine.
She has burly hands.
Whatever.
But listen, she's got a lot to grab onto. She loves you. You're a jack guy.
Yeah. Okay. I've been going to the gym.
She does spend every day using dating apps, but that's fine.
She's I mean, at least she's not. I mean, mine is actively sleeping with other people, not to help him out, but she's also. I hate the juggling part.
You're mad about
the
juggling.
I was totally juggling.
No, if you can juggle, it's like cool. But if you can't stop, what are we doing? You understand? Does this the love of your life juggle?
Fuck no.
See? Women don't like jugglers.
Mm-mm.
But do men?
No, but I do love time machines. So I'm gonna go with Thank that
you.
One.
What if yeah. you could go back to a time where she wasn't juggling?
Well, that would be two completely different girls.
Those would be two different women.
Never mind.
Okay. Skylar, we're going to do you next.
Perfect.
We're going to find the love of your life.
Let's do it.
You're going to go first.
So this girl, Skylar, she is a spin instructor.
Sweet.
So fit. Nice fit, bod.
Good with people, like an extrovert, you know. Completely blind to all of your flaws.
Okay, that's nice.
So but, yeah.
Hey, wait, but when we talk like spin, is that sort of like Peloton?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. Oh, you don't like that?
I hate those women that do that.
That's so
they,
hot.
They get on my, the music and they're singing to the music. It gets on my fucking
You don't have
nerves.
To go to the classes.
I know. Just the idea of it.
Just that's the idea of her doing that yeah. every day.
But imagine yeah. you're back at home and you're about to have consensual intercourse and then you could use the line, ride me like one of your work bikes.
Yeah, but then she'll be like, we're peaking or like some shit like that.
And then you're like,
fuck.
Well, one of us is.
Yeah.
And it's not me.
Sorry. Go ahead, Jared. My bad.
They also have a special knife they use to slaughter kittens.
What?
That plays. He's back. I'm fine with that.
That plays. That I brings me all the way.
He's a big Georgia football fan. So go Dogs on his part.
But, cats are so skittish. They scare the shit out of me.
So you prefer them to be gutted?
Yeah.
Tough one to follow.
Over to you.
Shit. Good luck.
Shit. Okay, this is actually really hot. She's a firefighter.
Dangerous,
Excuse
though.
Excuse the pun.
He's like,
no,
go ahead.
Not hot?
No, it's okay. fine. I'm just taking it
Has
all.
Has the voice better? Of an angel. I think we're speaking about me.
Are you a firefighter as well?
Only yeah. heard I gotta get out one of note
I'm
from
hot
you.
As fuck.
You can't just, you know you can't just announce that, right? That's got to be our decision. We've got to vote on that.
Okay, I'll do the eyes and then you can make the
well,
decision.
Well, remember, it didn't work last
isn't
time.
Isn't the confidence to say it out loud like part of that?
I don't know.
Okay, wait. Speaks with a constantly changing foreign accent.
So you.
This is about me. Honest fuck. Amazing like voice. Huh? And an Australian accent.
I like
accent.
That one a lot. All right, Zach.
Okay, are we going to get married?
Okay. Loves you unconditionally.
That's
like the hallmark the of the thing. Best
okay,
relationship.
Brother, this one? Yeah.
There's no way.
Most physically attractive person you have ever seen.
What's the red?
Can we just stop on that one for a second?
No, I'm saying we're doing really good. We're peaking like the spin instructor.
You have J-Lo mixed with Jessica Alba just at your beck and call, and you glazed past it.
And she loves me unconditionally.
And she loves you unconditionally.
Yeah.
This one actually isn't that. Literally can't make decisions. Like there's women that can't make decisions, but she can't make a single one.
God, that would piss me off.
She might have brain damage.
Yeah,
we don't
for
know.
For the rest of your life, you have to make her decisions in everything.
Jared, you're out already.
What the fuck? How am I out?
What was your bad one?
The spin instructor.
Oh, you're out for spin instructor.
No way. In for the kittens. Oh my God. I'm not going to tell you I do spin classes.
It's fine to participate. You don't lead from the, You don't lead from the front though, right?
No, I don't.
Okay. And then hers?
The decision thing would really make me mad.
Mm.
But what Brother. About? But what about loves you unconditionally and?
But that's a decision. I mean, she would be floating on that one.
No, she can't be because it's one of the cards. The white cards are definitive, and the red card is definitive.
I'm gonna go with her.
Why? Yeah. What was your bad one?
The accent.
Yeah, that wasn't a bad one.
That's kind of cool.
That was sweet.
That's me,
it's like
guys.
Getting a new girl every day.
That's not terrible. Yeah. I didn't realize what that was.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right, this
Thank
one's you. For me. I'm ready to find love.
The perfect girl for Zach.
Whoa. Yeah. Ew.
Skylar's starting with you.
Dude, you're going to love this girl.
Oh, I can't wait.
She's a world champion hunter, puts food on the table.
I like how that's how you start with, you're going to love this one.
Well, this next one's really going to sell you. I really don't know how he's ended up being. She's a mer person.
That's a good thing.
That's
Bro,
the white
swimming
card?
In the deep.
That's the white card.
Yeah, it's white.
Oh,
I mean, I don't see color, but it looks white.
All right, what's the red card?
Ends every conversation with "you're dismissed." You wouldn't like that.
I love that. I'm going to start using that.
You're dismissed.
Zach would start swinging.
Hi, you're dismissed.
Oh, that pissed me
off.
I
mean, it could be.
But the mer person's kind of sweet.
But it could be kind of hot. What if she hits you with a, yeah, you're dismissed.
With the eyes?
Can we stop with this eye thing?
You're dismissed.
It's a, okay, I like
she
that.
She has fins.
Hey.
She has fins.
No, yes, I'm not into that.
And what? Gills.
Where am I going to hang out with her? I'm just going to bring
aquarium.
Her
aquarium.
No, but like, hey,
we
want
a pool out there. She can hang out.
You want to come to my bathtub tonight and watch a movie?
Is it a saltwater pool?
No.
Oh, she can't go.
Oh, she's dead. Yeah, the chlorine gets in there.
Haven't you seen H2O?
No.
That's really sad. You should watch it.
Okay, I'll watch
it. Australian show.
Oh, that's why I didn't watch it.
Clear.
Are we still about to go to war with them?
With Australia?
Yeah, I heard we're going to war with them. I don't know. Maybe we'll brush past it. Okay, over to you.
My turn. This girl is a model. She's also a Marine.
What?
Serving our country.
The few, okay. The proud, the few. Models.
And has a literal fire crotch.
Oh, my.
So she's like the human torch, but just like just down there.
I'm not mad at that one either.
Can she turn it off and on?
I'd assume not.
Well, I would love it. Say other men are down there. I would love it if their faces and or
then yeah, she can turn it on or off.
I would think a pro of this, there would be no STDs though, because it's
burn
so
them
hot.
Off.
Yeah, oh, so that's hot. True.
And nothing should exist down there.
How many? And then you've had a few STDs. You didn't like them, right?
Actually, never had an STD.
Okay. What kind of woman do you have?
This one's a good one. Kind of funniest person in the world. Hello.
I'd be insecure.
Funnier than you. Yeah, funnier than some, you.
I'd be insecure.
Zach would have some competition. He wouldn't like that.
Okay, I don't think the other ones are going to impress you, but this one's kind of cool. Owns a magic carpet.
Nice.
Right?
Yeah. Does it match the drapes?
Yeah, obviously.
Okay. Didn't get that one.
Okay. This is a major goodbye, but that's my personal decision.
Okay.
Collects used tampons.
Zach actually does that though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That.
Go into your bin, your girlfriend's, and just.
You want to see it?
Yeah.
They coagulate. What was your bad one?
Has a literal fire crotch, but she could turn it on and off. We've not sure that. Executive you? Decision.
Merperson.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to go with fire crotch. Yeah.
All right, damn sick. It. There we go.
But if it was always constantly on fire, I would go with the tampon queen.
Thank you so much.
Of course. You did get second. Okay, now this is the guy and or girl, I don't judge, for you.
I've won this one.
Okay,
this
go
one
ahead. Goes. You can go first.
No, I'll go last.
Okay.
Yeah, I've got a heater over here.
Okay.
This man.
Big man.
This big, big man.
Sexy.
Oh, he's sexy.
Cool.
He's really into wine.
I hate the voice you're doing.
Oh, you said sexy. Okay. He also owns real dinosaurs.
That's
sick.
Don't just, okay. I thought you were going to be like, eh. I
was no, that's sick.
Okay.
So
like he has a Jurassic Park in his backyard?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Or it's that's just a cool. Very small backyard. He could just have like one dinosaur, but either way.
You can't have kids though in that environment. So think about that.
Nah, they'll become friends, you know, and like your little
yeah, you would
become friends with the lion.
Yeah, you assimilate the kids with the
grow
dinosaurs.
Up together.
I've never met a friendly velociraptor.
Have you ever
have
met a
many.
I'm with him. Velociraptor? I haven't met one. They go teeth forward. Mm-hmm. They don't greet you with a handshake.
They're fast.
You know what? Fast. I'll probably sell the dinosaur to the zoo and we'll go visit it once in a while.
Ah, yeah. Because you're a woman of entrepreneurship.
That's
unfortunately
true.
Is a clown pimp. Now, sorry, I don't know what that means.
I also don't.
I think,
but it sounds sexy.
It just pimps out. He pimps out clowns for
yeah,
money.
I think it's like in The Joker, how it's like that whole clown business. He's like the guy behind the desk running it.
Oh, he runs a clown company. Not terrible.
No.
He's got a dinosaur. I mean, come on.
I'm getting a lot of vibes from this man. He's sounding
what a
weird.
Great combination, though. Dinosaurs and clowns. Like, he owns the market on kids' birthdays.
Oh, imagine that birthday party.
That would be fun.
That is
awesome.
True. We'll save a lot of money.
All right, Skylar.
You go next.
Jeremy. Oh, I go next?
Yeah.
All right, this guy, he's a great conversationalist.
Mm.
Okay, so you're never going to be bored. He's also never going to give you up, never going to let you down, never going to run around or desert you.
God.
Oh, that's too needy. No.
What the fuck? All right. Unfortunately, take this as you will, they keep talking about their hot cousin.
I'm in. What state are they from?
So they're actually from Wisconsin.
Are Australians, do they do the incest a lot?
Mm-mm.
No.
You would think it would be bigger since you guys are on an island so separated from the rest of the world.
Actually, yeah.
All right, Skylar, your turn.
Yeah, okay. So this guy has a genius level IQ. That means he can make money. He's bringing money in.
Well,
that doesn't.
Yeah, it doesn't mean that. Sometimes they're too smart, and then they can't hold a conversation with someone.
No, but you know how I know he is making money? He owns a solid gold private jet.
Ooh. Who is it, Mr. Beast? Like, what's going on?
I got seasick, but hey,
I know you're liking it. I'll preface it with this: pleasure is a nice thing.
What?
What?
He has penis for eyes.
Oh,
but don't worry. There's that. Means-
but don't worry, he's rich as fuck.
I mean, I don't have three holes.
Yeah, but
I do.
Why don't?
I actually do.
Let's cut to a clip.
Okay.
Oh, she does. Okay. That was your big
dude. This is a
finale.
Three penises isn't that bad.
No, but also when I like say I'm staring into like eyes.
You don't want to be
two flaccid penises.
Can he
see?
How nice are the penises?
There are three different sizes, and they're all nice.
Can you can you describe what a perfect penis looks like?
What? No.
Okay, good. clown pimp.
Actually, what? Big. What?
Oh my gosh. Hey, well, I'm out.
Talks about their hot cousin.
I love how you just looked at me. Talks about their hot cousin. Like trying to sell it.
Clown
Wait,
pimp.
What was your bad one? Oh, the clown pimp.
Wait,
why do I kind of like your yacht one?
He has dicks for eyes.
Okay, yeah. Okay, fine. Okay, fine. And like I introduce him to my family. That's really
awesome. You say yacht?
You just say he's blonde and he wears really big glasses.
Wait, he doesn't have a yacht. He has a private jet.
What are you doing with your hands? Put your hands there.
I was going to say like, the glasses like...
No, well, yeah, what was she doing with her hands?
The glasses, like, yeah, okay.
They're like two big heart glasses, but they go down to his cheeks, so they would cover up a flaccid.
Guys, this is really...
It shouldn't be hard at all.
This is really hard. I think I want the one that loves me unconditionally. And like
that was last round.
And it wasn't even your card.
Yeah, this guy's never going to give you up.
Sorry, that one.
Okay, cool.
Because
he just kind of has a crush on
his cousin. We're going to have to deal with the cousin in our own ways.
That's fine.
What's your own ways? Threesome?
No, like we're just going to have to sort some shit out.
I gotcha.
Just leave it to me.
She's going to leave a horse head in the cousin's
bed. Get a little bit of Alabama blood in you.
I'll let her know who's mine.
You're going to let the cousin know at the family reunion?
Who's mine?
Okay. What if she's just like exceptionally attractive? I mean,
that's fine.
They share so many qualities. They share blood. You can't beat that. So you're an entrepreneur in your line of work of jewelry?
Yes.
How did you get into that?
Oh, wow.
Good question, Zach.
Thank you. I appreciate those questions because that's actually... what I'm best at. You want to know my story?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so I had just finished school and we were meant to go traveling. We were meant to have a bit of a fun gap year. And I had saved up my money for our trip and that obviously didn't end up happening. So I put my money towards starting Emma Pills and I had a little launch. I always had this idea to start a jewelry brand. I was such a jewelry girl and I could never find anything that I loved. So I was like, F it, I'm going to make this stuff. I created like five products and I had a little launch party with my girlfriends and my girlfriend. Oh yeah, there we are.
Well, how did you go about creating like your first piece?
Do you want to know what's freaking crazy? I love this question.
Okay.
So the first ever piece that I created is now, do you know Revolve? Online platform is now the bestseller on Revolve.
No way.
And that was my first ever like concept that I had.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's like the weirdest thing to me.
Do you get commission or you just sold the design outright?
No, so I sell them the stock.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, but we're more direct to consumer and then Revolve, it's on the website. But it's been freaking unbelievable. I mean, Doja Cat just wore it in her music video, Paint the Town Red, which was pretty sick.
Shit.
Katy Perry, freaking so sick.
So what's your favorite piece?
No, that's too hard of a question.
Okay. Gotcha.
I'm really... happy with how we are at the moment. Like we've really matured and I'm learning a lot by doing this. And I just want to keep growing.
But how did you go from, you know, creating the first five designs? Mm. Not really. I mean, you like jewelry, but maybe you didn't understand the business initially. How'd you go where you are now of like understanding the business and then these, you know, prolific people wearing your designs?
Oh, totally. I mean, I'll always say to everyone who asks me anything about Emma Pills, the easiest part of it was launching it. The hardest part is literally staying afloat. I mean, it is so freaking unbelievably hard. Making money is so freaking unbelievably hard. You need the money to make money. But I'm very lucky. I had a lot of people supporting me. My sister does my website for me. So it was like a beautiful family COVID situation. My mom got sucked into it, packing stuff and helping me out. And then her friend Amy, who's absolutely unbelievable. It was COVID. So we all kind of were at a point where we stopped our jobs, and I went to her and I was like, hey, I have Emma Pills. I would love to make it something. And she hopped on the team, and we've kind of like taken it from there. We just did a pop-up in New York.
So you went, oh, I like jewelry. Then what was your first thing that you did? Was it a Google of like, how do you make jewelry? Like, how did you get your pill design? And then who did you go to get it made? How did that whole thing happen?
So it was really hard because it was during COVID.
Yeah.
And obviously a lot of the manufacturers were shut down, but I had, as I said, Amy, my good friend, had worked a lot with manufacturers before. So she kind of helped me get my foot in front. But with all the actual designing stuff, I had already had these designs planned in my head for such a long time that I was drawing them out. I was measuring sizes of pills. If you search the OG up, I'll show you my first ever piece. That's it. And if you can see, it's like the pill size.
Uh-huh.
I literally got the pills that I have, and I measured it out, the little capsule, and that is the exact freaking size of the pills that I had.
Wow.
Literally, it's so homegrown, and it's crazy to see how it's kind of elevated. I still have a long way to go, and there's a lot of things I want to do, and people will congratulate me on things, and I'll always be like, no, don't say that, because there is so much I need to be doing. I'll never like kind of feel fulfilled.
What was your first positive, like really big positive thing that happened where it went from maybe a hobby to, oh wait, this, I could take this to a really crazy place?
Probably the Katy Perry thing. That was really cool for me.
How did she find out about it?
So through stylists. Yeah. Stylists are like literally the key to anything fashion. If you want your jewelry or if you want any clothing or product onto someone, reach out to stylists.
You're like sending them kind of like care packages. Totally. Which is being like, this is my product, would love if you used it.
Totally. And I mean, they get thousands, I'm sure, of stuff, but they get thousands of pieces and stuff, but you just get lucky. You know?
What did Katie wear it in?
She actually wore it on America's Got Talent. Is that right?
Nice.
What was it? American Idol. Sorry, my bad. And she wore, if you search up the Obsession hoop, these are like my main, but you know who also just wore it, which was really cool. Messi's wife.
Oh, wow.
That's a huge one too.
Do you want me to show you? It was Messi's first game in Miami, but it was the first time that the boys in my family were like, we love what you're doing.
Oh, that's the first time.
No, it's not the first time, but my family is the biggest soccer family in the whole entire world. So I gained a lot of respect from the boys.
You think that was also a stylist thing?
So this one actually wasn't a stylist. She chose it off Revolve website, and she styled it herself, which is a big honor, actually. That's like, that's major, right?
Yeah, that's really huge. Cool.
That's
yeah.
like my favorite design ever as well. That's so, proper pills style.
So when Katy Perry wears it on American Idol, do you get a lot of orders after that?
Yeah, I could say so.
Or is it kind of hard for them to know that it's like, all right, I see earrings, but how do you then find those earrings?
Yeah, it's great. If there's an article written up, then we'll get many sales. But sometimes, I mean, you know, Instagram's great when it comes to finding people, what like Katy Perry was wearing. Like a lot of people go to her closet pages. So I'll sometimes reach out and be like, hey, this is what Katy recently wore. Like, do you mind helping us out? Or usually everyone's great. And then, I mean, of course we'll make lots of sales, and she looked beautiful in them. I don't know. I get a lot of sales from when people's friends wear them. Like literally anyone, like my favorite thing in the whole entire world is seeing a girl at a club partying in Emma Pills, have no idea who they are. And I literally walk past them and I'm like, that is the best feeling in That's the whole cool. entire world. I'll never forget the first time it happened. We were partying in Sydney and I was like up on the stage dancing, being a fucker. And then a girl was wearing my ring and she came up to me and she was like, and I was like, of you, like, that was the best moment, because obviously celebrities are great, but, you know, when someone, that's through a stylist, when someone just genuinely wants to buy your jewelry and wear it and rep it, it's like, it's a dream come true.
What did you do to get, like, the first big momentum of sales? Is there anything specific?
This is a good one.
Yeah.
I was the youngest designer to show at Australian Fashion Week. So that's it cool. Was 2020, 2021. Yes. Because I launched in 2020, September, 2021 in May. Fuck, was I 19? No, but I was 19 when we showed. Maybe it was April. Okay. Anyways, I was the youngest designer to ever show at Australian Fashion Week. So that was really cool. We got a lot of press around that, which was great. So I'm grateful for that. I mean, now we've moved everything out here to LA. The warehouse is here. I have a lot of meetings here. The PR's here. There's only so much you can do in fashion in Australia. But, you know, Emma Pills will always be Australian at heart.
So when you come out here, what's like the business day to day for you?
It actually really depends. Like, I have a lot of different things that I do. I'm like, I have a weird day to day situation because Australia only wakes up at around four, even later. So that's when my meetings will actually properly start. But I mean, you know, I'm always taking content. I'm always doing this. I'm always doing that, whether it's going to the warehouse and having a meeting or meeting with PR people or stylists or dropping stuff off. Like, I'm always all over the place. And then my meetings start around 4. And then, you know, I stop the meetings, go out and party, take my content, do it all over the next day.
Do you do any like strategic things of maybe going out to party? It's like, oh, I want to catch this type of shot with this earring, this party.
Completely. Yeah. Completely. If I have jewelry launching the next week and I need content, and the main idea behind that piece of jewelry is going out. Like, I just had a collection called Nightclubbing. If that's the content that I need, we'll always use what's around us and take that content.
Yeah. Not a bad part of the job to just go out and party.
That's why she names them. She's like, the next one's like Party at the Beach in Malibu collection.
Oh, Dropouts. Oh, gotta wear that.
Oh, when's the Dropouts collection coming?
Guys, it's coming soon.
Oh,
man.
Yeah. Can look, we that's, collab so, on that?
Look, yeah, sick. Totally. We just launched the pizza and the fries for New York Fashion Week. So
those are
the
cool.
Necklace is called Saucy and the fries nice. Are called Fried.
Love it.
I take pride in the names that I do because, you know, I'm big on the... It's the concept around the jewelry. Everyone.
Is that mushrooms on the pizza?
Yeah, it is.
That's a mistake.
No. Okay, to be fair, would you rather it be pineapple? I don't know.
Yeah, honestly. Really? Something with actually, taste to it.
Yeah, okay, fair
enough. You just a big pizza gal?
I'm actually not.
Okay.
Okay.
The only pizza I like is Dobrik's, just putting it out there.
That is damn good pizza.
Right?
I love it. It's the perfect.
Thank you.
For me, I love thick crust pizza.
Yeah.
And I think my favorite pizza in the world is like Chicago deep dish, but obviously it's way too heavy to be eating all the time. Mm. And I think Dobrik's like is the perfect
so good.
Middle ground for that.
It's so good.
I'm fascinated about the whole building this thing. Okay, so.
I didn't know we were getting into the business side, but I really appreciate that.
Well, this is the stuff I like really
love.
Oh,
really? Like, are you genuinely interested? Like, are you going to put 100%. This in the podcast?
Yeah.
Oh, sick.
Can I ask a question really fast? So you said you moved out to LA for-
No. I live in Sydney.
Oh, you just come out here for business.
Yeah, yeah.
Gotcha. So is LA fashion more important than like New York is there, that might be a hard way of asking that, but.
No, I don't know. I feel like it all kind of has an impact. American fashion is much bigger than Australian fashion. In Sydney, we're all in bikinis, constantly going to the beach. No major dressing up, but.
Sex ears perked up at that.
No, what? That's why I wear headphones. You wouldn't see that.
Wait, what?
Oh, Jared was like, how many bikinis or whatever? And
I didn't say a damn word.
What?
It was weird.
But in saying that, this is why I love Emma Pills, because you can wear it in the day to night kind of situation, you know, dress it up or dress it down.
Okay. So day to day, week to week, what are the stresses of running a company like this?
You're making me stressed out right now.
I know. I want to hear it.
She's like, I came here to forget about
I came here to have a chill. And he's asking me about Emma Pills. No, but I appreciate this because I feel like no one really sees this side to me.
This is my favorite. I honestly could talk about this for hours.
I love that you're actually interested in this because I didn't think you were going to ask me this stuff. Sorry, what was the question?
Like, what's the day-to-day or week-to-week, like the big stresses of running, I don't know, a jewelry business in general or just, I guess, your own company?
Owning your own company is the worst thing in the world. Don't do it, guys. I always say that to my friends. And then my best friend, I said that to my best friend I said to my best friend that I said that to someone and she got so mad at me. She's like, you can't go around saying that to people. I'm like, but it's true. But I did not know what I was getting myself into. I did not know, but I'm blessed to have my sister and the other girl who works with me, Amy. We are literally such a power team. We organize something the day before and we get it done. Like our lives are Emma Pills. Literally everything is Emma Pills. Eden works with me now. So she's my go-to girl.
Are you the CEO or like creative director or do you have a CEO?
Everything.
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 Does that stress?
Everything.
Are you ever going to maybe?
I'm not the general manager though. God bless the general manager, Amy.
Okay. Say it's a bad, like we're going to go to, obviously it's doing very well, but say there is a week where like sales are slow. Do you kind of know why usually?
Do I know why sales are slow? I mean, not always. It could be many things. I mean, sometimes the world is slow. Not a lot of people do shopping because of inflation. Oh. Not a lot of people are shopping, but that's why whenever I get a sale, I'm so excited because they have chosen to spend their hard and working money with Emma Pills. So it's definitely a blessing. But I mean, yeah, I'm not saying it's smooth sailing at all. It's very hard. But, you know, there's some really good weeks and there's some really bad weeks, but I just keep doing what I'm doing. And, you know, it's hard. It's the world goes through phases. And I definitely feel the phases with Emma Pills because it's not a necessity. It's definitely something you want. You don't need to be spending your money on it. But again, that's why I am blessed when people actually buy Emma Pills.
Whenever they get a sale, you know, it's like order confirmed. Do you put like... like prescription filled, like on your emails. That'd be fun.
We've done that.
Okay. Just wondering. That'd be fun.
Yeah. You're behind the curve.
You're no, good, but I've thought of
everything that has to do with drugs. And pills.
We like to play around the name. And by the way, it's not enforcing drugs at all. It's saying that if you wear Emma Pills, you don't need drugs to look or feel good or feel confident. You need to feel confident to look good, to have fun and look good. Sorry, let me phrase that again. You don't need drugs to have fun and look good. And
but it helps.
Good. No, you need Emma Pills because if you feel good, then you're going to look good and have the confidence.
This podcast is sponsored by Emma Pills.
That is true.
Can it be?
Please.
Do you want me to sponsor it?
We'll take $1 million.
Yeah, we'd love it.
How much?
All of it.
Do you have like shirts and stuff as well? Or do you have apparel?
I got you. Oh my God, you need some Emma Pills socks.
Yeah.
Have you seen them?
Oh, those would be sick.
Yeah, they're sick.
Do you have them on your website?
We actually don't. They're for
hell.
VIP only, friends and family, guys.
Which one are we? Stage. Are we family?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was at friends, but now we're family.
Oh, thank goodness.
I hope you guys love Emma Pills. We have men's.
Where?
My whole thing has always been, I want everything to be unisex. Like, absolutely everything. I mean, Zach, you'd rock that. Are you kidding?
Oh, of course.
But that's all unisex.
Oh, like Zach, that ring would be yours.
Get amongst it.
The saucy ring.
I'll gift you guys. I'll send you guys.
We'll support you.
No. I don't let my friends buy anything.
Well, we're not friends.
We're family. Do you like it? Wait, you guys are so cute. I'm like, this makes me so happy.
I like that one's my favorite.
Yeah.
Which
I like
one?
That one, that pink one.
Oh, really?
I like the halo ring with the white instead of the pink.
Wait, why is this so cute? I love you guys.
Is your upset, like the obsession hoops, are those meant to look like lips?
Lips? They're kind of meant to be a pill shape. What do you mean by that?
I think in the picture, just the way it was like on the ear, it looked like lips to me. Not in like a bad way. It looked cool.
I mean, it can be anything you want it to be.
I don't know. I think maybe it's just the angle, but it looks like lips to me.
I mean, I like that. I always say about Emma Pills, you know, however you want to feel when you're wearing it, however you want to style it. I mean, I like to think of it as like a bit of a pill shape situation. And I wanted to create a, you know, a hoop that was original. I feel like there's many hoops.
Oh, yeah. I've never seen that shape before. That's
thank you.
Ooh, I like the jewels on that.
Oh, thank you. That's my, like, one of my newest designs, and they're doing so well.
Oh, yeah. No wonder.
Oh, by the way, about your question, it's really interesting who's influential. And we learned that through who wears our jewelry. So, for example, when Antonella wore it, Messi's wife, completely sold out of the necklace.
Damn.
You cannot keep them back and they're still in pre-order.
I wonder how did they find it?
She found it through...
Did she tag it?
Oh, she actually didn't tag it. It was the page. So it was, you know, her closet's page who tagged it.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm always interested because it's like hard to...
You know, and obviously Emma Pills posts it and then it gets around. I post it on my Instagram. There's an article. I think maybe there was a few articles.
How long from the start of Emma Pills did it take to confidently become like your full-time job? Because I know you started in COVID, so there was like kind of like a worldwide break from working.
Actually, I was in university, college.
What were you studying?
I was studying fashion.
I've heard of it.
Of course.
So, And then I had this idea. I was like, if not now, when? I mean, it's the perfect time. F it. Let's do it. Let's give it a try. Again, did not know what I was in for. And then I was doing the university, studying fashion. If I had ended up doing this after university, I would have been so happy. I feel like I was learning a lot on the go, and I went to my parents and I was like, listen, I either do this properly or like I don't do this at all. I'm a very like committed person. I'm either in or I'm not freaking doing it. Like I've always been like that. And once I got into it, it was my life. I didn't leave my room, didn't stop designing. Again, it was great for me during COVID. It was the perfect time. So I had deferred uni. I'm pretty sure I'm still deferred and meant to be going back, but hey. But again, I've learned so much through this. I'd love to go study like business or something. I've always said that, but a later day. So yeah, I think the second I had started, the second it became everything, my 24/7.
So you had no plan B. You were just like, the moment it started, you're like, this is all or nothing.
Well, I think I'm pretty lucky. Like I started it when I was 19 years old. So I didn't necessarily need that plan B straight away. Are you actually going to put this in?
Yeah. A lot of it, yeah.
Oh, that's so cute.
The business stuff was really interesting.
Yeah, that was my favorite part.
People, I've never been on a podcast for my business. Lots of people have asked me.
About?
To come on their podcast and speak about Emma Pills, but I've never done it.
Why not?
Yeah, why?
I don't know.
That seems like great promotion for you.
I don't know.
Sounds really interesting. I find it super interesting.
It is really interesting, but I hope it's your...
Every single...
I think people will be really interested, actually.
No yeah. Really every day I read business books about like this stuff. And
well, I hope they're actually interested in it. Can I tell you a really fucking funny story? Maybe you want to get this on the podcast, but when I first ordered the pill necklaces... Because obviously we get samples, it's a whole process. Takes up to like 3 months. We plan our collections for a year ahead. I'm planning right now what I'm doing for next December, you know?
Damn.
Which is crazy. When I first got the pill necklaces, the first thing, they were also in the first collection I ever launched. They came and they opened.
Oh, that's cool.
And
that's
I was like, this is not what the brand's about. This is the opposite of what the brand's about.
People would definitely put Coke
in.
I mean, everyone now, I'll gift it to someone usually guys, and they'll be like, is this open? I'll just be like, yeah.
If you're strong
and then
enough.
And then they really freaking struggle. I get mad. I'm like, no, what the fuck?
Well, Emma, thank you for coming on.
Love you
guys. Hope you had a good time.
Yeah, thank you for coming.
No, I hope you had a good time.
We got into, what are we talking about? Dinosaurs and pills. And that's all we got to do.
Sums it up.
And why he hates women.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jared is.
Wait, no. I don't hate women. Wait. Hold on.
Have I changed your vision on women?
I still like women. I still support them.
But more so because remember you're at a really low level at the very start.
I wasn't at a low level. I hate this bit.
Women.
This bit sucks.
Zach, what about you?
I love women. I love everything about them. Yeah. Especially you two guys, ladies. you guys are wonderful and I love pills.
Emma Pills.
Emma Pills.
Yeah.
Not just any pills.
You need to be specific.
I love Emma Pills and I wear it every day. I never stop wearing it.
Guys, wear Emma Pills for a good time. I'm the only pill you need for a good time.
That's a good tagline.
Right?
Yeah.
Bye. Say goodbye.
Bye, guys. Love you. See you next time.
Bye. All right. Hit the red square again. No, not that one.
Delete the whole thing.
And done.
Wait, are you actually going to put that stuff in?
Yeah, why not? I find it interesting.
Yeah, it was awesome.